Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bank of Hans conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2014 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet with audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bankofhans.com.br/IR, for the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. If any participant needs assistance during the call, please press star then zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Ignacio Comina, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Ignacio Comina, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Pan and its subsidiaries in the third quarter of 2014. Starting with the highlights on page 3, we'll see that PAN maintains a positive trend in the indicators that are most important to its recovery. The origination of credit assets has maintained its growth trajectory, reaching a monthly average of 1.3 billion reais in the third quarter of 2014, 10% higher than the last quarter and 14% higher than the same quarter of last year. The credit portfolio with retained results ended this quarter at 16.4 billion reais, even having assigned 1.4 billion reais, thus growing 3.5% over the previous quarter and almost 15% over the same quarter of last year. It is precisely the interest earning assets growth that drives the expansion of this bank, and the capital increase will contribute to this. The good quality of concession remains as a target, and this can be verified by the increase in the percentage of contracts with ratings between AA and C, which represented 90.6% increasing over the two comparable quarters. In a similar line, our net ALL expenses total 160 million reais in this quarter, 12% lower than the net expense in the last quarter. This result highlights that our business expansion has been achieved without compromising credit quality at any time, which means that we have never relaxed the parameters of credit approval to obtain production growth. In this quarter, PAN presented a consolidated 69.7 million net loss compared to net losses of 70.4 million in the last quarter and 20.5 million in the same quarter of 2013, and this is mainly because of the different dynamics of the credit assignment without recourse. In this quarter, the central bank approved the capital increase of 1.3 billion reais, and with that, PAN's consolidated shareholders' equity closed September at 3.4 billion reais. This capital increase will lead our Basel ratio to 18.1% and will allow us to speed up the credit portfolio growth by decreasing the credit assignments without recourse. As announced in August, the insurance company was sold and we are still waiting for the central bank's approval, and we expect it to happen on the fourth quarter. Regarding capitalization, we are currently on the preemptive right period to subscribe the redeemable preferred shares that will last until November 19th. Turning now to page 4 of our presentation, we have the breakdown of net interest margin and P&L statements. In the first table, we see an increasing volume of credit operations over the quarters, and this is very important to the bank. Investments also increased due to the capital increase. As we noted, a lower volume of credit assignments with higher portion of vehicle loans, we accounted a lower credit assignment revenue, and then all these factors combined reduced the net interest margin which was 9.2% in this quarter. On the P&L statement, we see this reflected in the lines of revenue from financial intermediation and also in the expenses from commissions due to credit assignments. If we look at the revenue from financial intermediation as a whole, we'll see an increase compared to other quarters, mainly because of income from derivatives and financial instruments, but this should be analyzed along with funding expenses. When we look at funding expenses, including this, it increased the expense because of a higher funding balance, also due to the more working days than we had in the last quarter, and also the basic rate increased significantly compared to last year. The ALL expenses came lower, and with all these factors, the gross profit from financial intermediation for this quarter was 213 million reais. Operating expenses were lower compared to the other two quarters, and so the net income has improved a bit compared to the last quarter, closing at 69.7 million loss. On the next page, we have the chart with the quarterly asset origination and the table with the monthly average origination by product. Despite the current economic scenario, credit origination reached a monthly average of 1.3 billion reais in this quarter, a 10% increase compared to the production of last quarter and 14% higher than the one observed in the last year in the same quarter. We know that this increase was driven mainly by payroll loans increasing 48% and vehicle loans increasing 7%, both compared to the last quarter. On page 6, we have the composition of the loan portfolio. On the first table, we notice that vehicle financing remains as the main segment in the bank, representing 46% of the on-balance portfolio. But on the other hand, the other business lines are growing, showing the diversification that we seek. In second, we have corporate portfolio with a 22% share, followed by payroll loan portfolio, which closed this quarter with 19% of the total portfolio. And the other products accounted for something around 13% of this portfolio. The capital increase allows us to make progress in the portfolio retention, which reached 16.4 billion reais, as we see in the lower chart in the left, showing an increase of 3.5% over the last quarter and 15% comparing to the third quarter of 2013. As shown in the chart on the right, the good quality of the portfolio continues to benefit from the more conservative posture that we had since 2011. And here we assign these improvements not only to more robust criteria for approval on all products, but also to the strategy of portfolio diversification, for example, with payroll and real estate. On page 7, we show an analysis of the bank's costs and expenses, which reported an increase of 3% over the previous quarter. And this was driven mainly by the collective agreement on personal expenses. On a yearly comparison, we had a reduction of 0.6%, and it is interesting to notice that the inflation this period was 6.7%. So we kept falling in both real and nominal terms. The credit recovery has remained as an important positive contribution over the past few quarters, and this quarter we had a 69 million reais revenue in line with the last quarter. The ALL expenses also improved, both for individuals and corporations. For individuals, we had a reduction of 7% from 220 million in last quarter to 205 million in this quarter, And for corporations, we had a 25% decrease from 33 million reais to 25 million this quarter. This led the ALL expenses net to 160 million, down from 181 million in the last quarter. It is noteworthy that this expense has reduced even with the growing portfolio. On slide 8, we have information on the performance of the vehicle portfolio. As we can see in the top figure, we have maintained the origination distribution between dealers and resellers. The picture on the bottom left shows the high diversification degree on vehicle loans origination with low concentration by economic groups. For example, if we look at the 10 largest groups, they accounted for only 11% of our total origination. The bar chart shows the evolution of quarterly origination, and the line shows the portfolio evolution. And this quarter, we granted 1.7 billion reais in new loans, 7% more than the previous quarter. And the reduction that we see in the portfolio is related to the credit assignments made without recourse. Going to page 9, we bring two important charts with the evolution of the delinquency per vintage for vehicle financing. The left one shows the evolution for car lending, and the right one shows the delinquency per vintage on motorcycle origination. These charts both clearly show the effects of the complete review process that we had on credit approval systems and modeling, achieving then a substantial improvement in the quality of originated portfolios. On the next page, we see the evolution of the payroll loans. In this quarter, we disbursed 1.2 billion reais in new payroll deductible loans, 48% higher than the previous quarter, and this was a historical record in origination for such loans. With this result, payroll loan portfolio has evolved well, reaching 3.2 billion reais, an increase of 40% compared to the last quarter. We also show the origin of our production, where the INSS, the pensioners, remains as the biggest segment with 38% of our origination. Going to page 11, we have the corporate loans information. There we see that the production totaled 829 million this quarter, 13% lower than the last quarter, but 41% higher than the same quarter of last year, in line with our expectations. The expanded portfolio that includes guarantees reached a balance of 3.7 billion at the end of September, in line with the one recorded in the end of June, but 23% higher than the balance recorded last September. In the bottom left figure, we can see the high diversification of origination by industry. And on the other side, we see the high quality of the portfolio, whereas credits between A and C correspond to 89% of the total loan portfolio. On the next page, page 12, we notice that fund granted 137 million reais in real estate loans in this quarter, and this is explained by the conservative criteria in the origination, as we have observed in the other lines of businesses. The credit portfolio evolved well in this quarter, closing at 704 million reais. On page 13, we show the evolution of the results for the insurance company. In the pie chart, we see that credit insurance remains as the main product, but extended warranty also draws attention. In its first quarter of operation, it accounted for almost 4% of the total premium, and this is very good. In the figure beside, we have the 12-month cumulative premium, which totaled 182 million reais this quarter. Below, we show Pan Insurance consolidated net income, which was 11.5 million reais this quarter. It came down from the last quarter due to the tax installment program addition. We generated an expense of 5.3 million, but had a positive managerial result. Fund Insurance shareholders' equity totaled 161 million reais in September this year. On page 14, we show the transaction volume evolution of Fund Credit Cards business line. And this is a product that has been gaining focus and expanded 15% in the year, reaching 756 million reais of transaction volume in this quarter. The credit card basis concluded this quarter with 1.8 million cards issued. As for funding, on page 15, we continue to grow its outstanding balance, reaching 20.1 billion reais in this quarter, 7.4% higher than the last quarter. And the two charts below show the legacy's maturity. Both DPGs and credit assignments made with recourse before 2011. These two sources of funding have been replaced by funding with more competitive market costs, reflecting the improvement in funds' credit risk perception by the market. And finally, on page 16, we show the Basel ratio to the financial conglomerate, which was reinforced by the capital increase ended on August, and stood at 18.1%, being 12.8% of Common Equity Tier 1. This quarter's operating margin stood at 1.3 billion reais. And with that, we conclude the presentation and open the session for questions.
Yes, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star then one at any point. If question has been answered, you may remove your question by pressing star and then two. Once again, please press star and then one if you would like to ask a question. One more time as a reminder, please press star and then one if you would like to speak. Okay, since there are no questions at the present time, I would like to turn the call back to Mr. Anacio Camina for any final remarks.
Thank you all for your presence. Have a great day and see you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may disconnect your lines and have a nice day.